This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was 6.61 and three quarters, down 11 and a half. September corn was 5.92, down 6 and a quarter. December corn was 5.56 and a quarter, down 4 and a quarter. July soybeans were 14.93 and a quarter, down 4 and a quarter. August soybeans were 14.13 and three quarters, down 7. November soybeans 12.73 and a half, down 11 and a half. July wheat was 6.98, down 2 and a half. September wheat 7.05, down 2 and three quarters. December wheat 7.17, down 2 and three quarters. And now we have the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Friday afternoon. Technical trading at the Board of Trade weakened grain futures. Many traders were also inclined to take profits for the week, helping to push prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 11 to 14 lower at 692 to 705. Soybean bids were mostly 4 to 6 cents weaker at 1491 to 1509. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 12 to 13 lower at 689 to 704, while soybean bids were down 4 to 8 cents at 1518 to 1533. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 11 cents at 686 to 717, soybeans down 4 to 5 cents at 1525 to 1541, while the wheat bids were mostly 2 to 4 lower at 670 to 698. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids fell 4 cents down to 1543 to 1563. Basis ended steady or inch from 50 to 70 over July. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $479.70 to $492.70, which was $2.10 to $5.10 higher. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids dropped 12 cents at 707 to 724, with basis ending steady or ranging from 45 to 62 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 12 to 14 cents lower at 703 to 707. Basis dropped 1 to 3 cents, ranging from 41 to 45 over July. Soybean bids ended mixed today at 1536 to 1537, with basis steady to 8 cents stronger at 43 to 44 over July. And the wheat prices dropped 4 cents at 680 to 693, with basis a penny lower at 18 to 5 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 12 cents lower at 706 to 721. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 4 cents with quotations at 1538 to 1555. Soft red winter wheat down 2 at 712 to 713. And Milo 12 cents lower for the day at 680 to 681. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids from country elevators to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 523 to 534. New crop soybean bids range from 1235 to 1248. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 524 up to 538, but new crop soybean bids range from 1243 to 1261. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 527 to 541, with the new crop soybean bids in a range of 1248, that's 1248 up to 1266. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now here are the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were 121.25, up $1.30. August live cattle were 121.60, up $1.60. December live cattle 127.10, up $1.17. August feeder cattle were 146.92, up $2.50. September feeder cattle were 147, up $2.40. November feeder cattle 152, up $1.85. June lean hogs were 99.75, down 50 cents. July lean hogs 97.45, down 82 cents. December lean hogs 82.30, up 5 cents. And now we have the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 16 cents lower in a range of $95.50 to $103, with a weighted average carcass price of $98.57. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with good demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 49 to 56. 4 to 5 weights traded at 52 to 59. 5 to 550 at 56 to 60, and over 550 pounds at 58 to 63. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings ranging from 68 to 73. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 9,519 head. Moving on to the Fairview Special Feeder Cattle Sale for June 20th, receipts totaled 1669. Trade was very active with very good demand, especially on load lots of reputation cattle that had all of their vaccinations. The quality and condition of the cattle were extremely good today, with over 800 head coming from one consigner. Most all cattle had at least one round of vaccinations and were weaned. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, traded from 163 to 179. 5 to 6 weights traded from 157 to 163.50. 6.50 to 7 weights traded from 135.50 to 146.75. 7 to 8 weights traded from 137.50 to 144.50. And fancies traded from 147 to 150.50. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights traded from 139 to 145. 6 to 7 weights traded from 133 to 143, and 7 to 8 weights traded from 125 to 136. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded from 121 to 124, and on a dress basis from 191 to 194. Heifers on a live basis traded from 120 to 122, and on a dress basis at 191 to 195. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 270 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $107.97, which was $1.24 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $199.39, which was 9 cents higher, with select carcasses at $186.22, which was 34 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 123,000, compared to 123,000 for last week and 127,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 392,000, compared to 344,000 for last week and 379,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning, brought to you by the Taylor and Soaps Gift Shop and Tea Room of Mount Olive, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows scattered light showers around our mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Farming's a challenging business, and this spring's wet weather isn't making it any easier. M&M Service Company's agronomy team is knowledgeable about every aspect of modern crop production, from precision farming technologies to seed selection and custom application. They know your operation and practices and will bring the right product, service, and right advice to your farm. Don't let wet weather and a slow spring put you behind. Call your local M&M Service Company office today. Find out how your agronomy team is there to help. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, a 50-50 chance of a shower, the high about 90 with light south winds. For tonight, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 70s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, highs in the low 90s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower Wednesday, lows in the upper 60s, highs in the mid 80s. Over the weekend, WSMI weather watchers Rich Henry of Staunton and the Lang family of Coffeen, 2 7/10 inches of rain. 1 7/10 inches recorded by Kyle Schmedeke of Irving over the weekend. 0.6 inches recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville. Over the past 24 hours here at the Weather Center, 0.9 inches of rain. Right now, south winds at 6 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising, 67 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Hillsboro Area Hospital is celebrating Independence Fun Day, June 29th from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Some of the fun and exciting games include the Children's Bounce House, Bungee Run, Dunk Tank, Ring Toss, and more. Fusion is offering complete availability to their pool and facilities that day. And if you purchase a membership that day, they will waive the enrollment fee. That's a $100 savings. Set your calendars and spend the day at your Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare, and support your children's health programs.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and by the Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield. Once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Well, the politics won't be easy, but there are several options open to the House Republicans after last week's stunning defeat of the House Farm Bill. The options are simple. Cut more, cut less, take up and pass the Senate-approved farm bill, or pass another extension of existing law. The votes and politics seem to favor more cuts, since the House bill died not from lack of a handful more Democrats, but for 62 Republicans convinced the farm bill cost too much. American Soybean Association President Danny Murphy admits GOP leaders may take a pragmatic approach and just try to gain back party defectors.
Yeah, maybe you do. Maybe that's the key, is to just get it through the House and then do what you have to do.
But Murphy really wants compromise.
From my perspective, I would think that they would have a hard time going more conservative and more cuts in food stamps. I think they would have to be maybe restore some of those cuts in food stamps, repeal or not include the amendment for work requirements for the food for the SNAP recipients, because they're going to have to go to conference with the Senate.
Murphy laughed when asked if that approach wouldn't cost more GOP votes, saying there are no easy choices, not before, not now, in finding the sweet spot of 218 votes. Taking up and approving the Senate farm bill with just over half of the House bill's savings seems even less politically plausible. And another extension is opposed by the House and ag leaders. None of this bodes well for the future of farm bills.
We're probably really entering a different era with how farm bills are done. You see quite a few representatives were calling for us to split up SNAP in the farm bill and our nutrition programs in the farm bill. So, you know, it's really, if we don't find some way to come together or really in some kind of bipartisan fashion in anything in the House, it's going to be difficult to get anything done.
There was no immediate plan to put a reworked farm bill on the floor before the July 4th break, and the calendar is already filled with spending, debt limit, immigration, and other issues. The annual Weed Science Field Day is Wednesday, June 26th at the University of Illinois campus in Urbana-Champaign. Todd Gleason has more on what those making the trek to the South Farms will find and learn.
The Weeds Field Day at the University of Illinois is always a good hands-on event. Aaron Hager's been responsible for the program for several years. The Extension Weed Scientist says it is meant to help all those working to control weeds in the state's primary row crops.
We actually see a pretty diversified crowd for the Weed Science Field Tour. We see a lot of farmers who come to look at the plots and look at some of the comparisons and the treatments. We see quite a few of the local folks in the retail sector. Input suppliers will attend this, as well as many of our industry contacts will be there to see how some of the products that they represent perform, as well as some of the competitor products. We'll also have this year, I believe, we'll have some visitors that are coming through from Argentina.
This year's program kicks off around 8 a.m. Wednesday morning, June 26. The gathering point is the seed house, or the old brick building on the South Farms, just to the east and south of the Assembly Hall. That's on St. Mary's Road.
We'll have some coffee and rolls and things like that there for folks as soon as they arrive. Sometimes folks will get there as early as 7 or 7:15 to intermingle with some of the weed science folks that are here. You don't have to pre-register. The cost to attend is $10 a person. That helps to cover the cost of the field day book and the lunch that we'll serve at the noon hour.
The point of the day is to look at side-by-side comparison plots showing how different herbicide treatments work. Each of the plots is labeled and will remain so during the growing season. It means it is possible for folks to come back later in the year and get another look at the longer-term performance, says Hager.
We've got a pretty good diversity in terms of the corn experiments that will have most of the post-applications already made by that time. We'll have a lot of soybean experiments. These will have all the pre-emergence treatments applied. We may be, because of the delay in the planting that we had this year, we may not have as many of the post-treatments applied to soybean as we normally would. But the good news is we'll put a sign out in front of each of the plots, regardless of whether we have it sprayed or not. And even if folks are interested in maybe how a post-comparison might have looked that we didn't have ready for the field tour, we'll leave the signs up, and they're welcome to come back at their leisure and take a look at these at some point in the future.
Again, the University of Illinois Weed Science Field Day is Wednesday, June 26th at the South Farms on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana-Champaign. I'm Todd Gleason.
The Macoupin County Fair has begun. Today, 4-H'ers have their general project show where they will be showing exhibits ranging from aerospace to vegetable gardening to photography. We will have fair updates for you throughout the week. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Angela Besh.